anything, just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you, and joining us tonight, special guest host...
Johnson.
Welcome,
and Mark.
Welcome back to the show, dude. Always good to have you here. Johnson,
here.
Of course, has been with the show for a long time, off and on for a long time, off most of the time recently, because you've not been living in New Hampshire. You've been
right
down in Connecticut, out to California, back to Connecticut, and you're up here for the Porcupine Freedom Festival weekend.
That's absolutely correct. Yep.
So good to have you dropping by here.
Point out that Johnson's been involved with Free Talk Live the whole time, doing graphic design stuff, website stuff,
yes.
You know, store
I'm
stuff.
I'm into on-air.
Merchandising, yeah. Advertising, promotion.
Yeah. Johnson is a definitely a member of Free Talk Live and has been the entire time.
Did you bring up merchandise with you, by the way, for the Pork
yes.
Fest? Okay. So good. Free Talk Live listeners who will be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival will have the opportunity to purchase some Free Talk Live stuff.
Pretty much the only thing I didn't bring is hoodies.
Okay.
So no hooded sweatshirts. Sorry, it's the middle of summer.
You might... If you've got a hoodie, you might bring one to the Pork Fest, because it is kind of cold at night, from what I understand, like in the 50s.
I don't know. I was looking up the weather. I was planning in advance, and I looked up the weather and looked up the highs and lows through the forecasts, and it's supposed to be actually pretty warm. It's supposed to be in the low 80s during the day.
Oh, yeah,
this whole
daytime.
Weekend, it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I mean, during the day, it'll be shorts weather, and then at night, you'll want to put something a little bit warmer on to keep a little...
Generally how it is for me, at least.
That's New Hampshire for you.
Long pants and hoodie or something.
Long sleeves are generally a good idea just to keep the skeeters away.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll keep the skeeters away. They'll suck right through something that's thin enough.
Speaking of hoodies, you'll have Free Talk Live hoodies?
No, I won't.
Paying attention to what he just said.
I was not. No, I was looking
at the story. Are you playing video games?
I'm not. I was looking at this story about
what story
Tesla.
Is it? Better be good. Oh, the Tesla thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about the Tesla thing since we're here and you're here as well. You're welcome to dial in. 800-259-9231, of course. Still waiting to get a report from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Those guys must be just having too much darn fun. We, of course, are going to be broadcasting live for the next few days, starting on Thursday. So this will be our last live show of the week from our normal studio. We'll give you more details on Porkfest here in a little bit. But it looks like, Mark, you were telling me earlier off the air that apparently Ford has decided to take the 30 pieces of silver.
Okay, so the car company, not the mad scientist.
Yes.
Well, it's more than 30 pieces of silver. It's like 5.9 mm-hmm. billion pieces of silver. But the story is really about Tesla Motors, and they're taking money, too.
The electric car.
Right. So,
which looks really cool. And
they look sweet.
We've said so many nice things about Tesla in the past, and now we're going to have to trash on them because
right.
This is awful.
That's yep. And that's the reason I have the story, is because we've said terrible things about GM and Chrysler. I guess terrible things, but we've talked about them taking becoming government motors and stuff like that. Well, it's the Obama administration will lend Tesla Motors $465 million to build an electric sedan with the battery packs needed to propel it. It's one of three loans totaling almost $8 billion that the Department of Energy awarded Tuesday to spur the development of fuel-efficient vehicles. Okay, so it's half a billion dollars, basically, going to Tesla. But
of your money.
Yes, of taxpayer money. The people that may or may not want an electric vehicle are going to be providing this. But the big winner is Ford, walking away with a promise of $5.9 billion in loans through 2011. The automaker says it will use the money to retool 11 factories in 5 states to build more efficient gasoline engines and electric vehicles.
I don't care what they're going to use it for. I thought Ford was standing firm on not taking the government money. What happened here? They had originally kind of toyed with the idea, and then they decided that they didn't want to have the government controlling their business, because with the government money, with the taxpayer money, comes the strings, and those strings have led to the complete government takeover of General Motors. I mean, this is the end for Ford.
Well, wait a minute, Ian. Didn't you hear about how this program was going to work? There's not going to be any actual government involvement, according to Obama. It's going to be a private organization. It's going to be a private association, a private...
What does that mean?
A private committee has been set up by the government. So the government is going to put all this money in and then have a private committee run by people in the auto industry that then basically become the government for this particular deal.
Okay.
So, so I guess the, it's not necessarily 100%
Well, wait a minute, but the money comes from this the government.
Oh yeah, the money comes from the government, but apparently Obama, but to try and make people feel better, is saying that, well, the government isn't running it. It's not going to be bureaucrats running it.
So, there's a private, essentially there's some sort of consortium of government connected people that are, you know, buddies with Obama and that are going to be essentially administrating the cash.
I might assume that, but that's not what, how he phrased it. I mean, the way it was phrased was that it is, apparently, it's just, I guess, high level, executives and people who are in the automotive industry. I don't know if they're, what their affiliation is with
you're gonna have
bureaucrats.
To be,
I can only assume that.
You have to be buddy-buddy with the administration in order to get assigned to a position like that, just like how they fired the CEO of, was it Ford? No, GM. Chrysler. They fired the CEO of, I thought it was GM. But anyway, okay. They fired one of those guys, and then they replaced him with their buddies, and they cleared out the board of directors, and they replaced them with their friends, too. So it's just been this kind of slow moving takeover of the American many of the American automotive companies, and I guess Ford was initially, they had said they didn't want the money, but maybe they just got jealous. Maybe they felt like they needed to feed at the trough, the federal trough as well. And so presuming that they can't get their S together and pay the loan back, then they're going to end up owned just like these other companies did. It'll be the same process over again, where the government said, well, we'll waive this loan if you'll just give us ownership of your company, or partial ownership of the company, which turns into full ownership later on down the line.
My understanding, this loan is a longer duration than whatever they were dealing with in the past. So hopefully that won't happen for Ford. And I believe Ford did take some stimulus money from the government in the early 90s at one point. So that did not spell the death knell of Ford at that time. So, you know,
were they failing miserably at that time?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm taking the word of
somebody.
Aren't
they pretty much failing now, Ford?
Ford? I don't know. I mean,
why do they need the money?
One might ask that question. Yeah.
What's really interesting to me is also that them giving money to Tesla, along with these other car companies, it's essentially a conflict of interest, because what's going to happen is that you're going to have a company like Tesla put these other companies out of business.
Presumably the Tesla company will do better with this loan process than the other companies, simply because they're not as dinosaur-like.
Right.
But all that said, it's still not their money, and so it's
probably not
going to treat it the
same way. Oh, I agree
with
that. What I think is really interesting is how much of a, even more of a waste the money is, because there's money going to three different companies, but the money going to one of those companies is going to really kind of it's going
to
undermine the others and make that even a bigger waste.
If they wanted to spur competition and make it so that some car company was going to come out, making the cars that people need, they would restrict the crash test criteria, which the United States has the highest in the world. They would restrict the crash test criteria and allow Tata Motors of India to come into the United States. They're the ones that make that little
the $2,000 car or whatever?
It's $4,000, but it gets 56 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
It's, this rolling bread box. And the fact is, some people need that car.
Hey,
that would be a great car for driving around town.
I'm sure a lot of people would like to drive Tatas around town.
But, I went and Googled Tesla CEO on their news section just to look at this guy. Because I remember seeing a story, and maybe you'd sent me this, Johnson, about how the Tesla CEO, in a recent news article from within the last month or two, had commented about how he thought the government should put him in charge of all of these automotive companies because he's so, he believes he's so innovative.
No, I didn't send that to you, but that's really interesting.
Yeah, I couldn't find that story, but I did find this one. Tesla CEO says gas should be $10 a gallon.
Ugh.
According to, this guy's a jerk. According to Tesla CEO Elon Musk, gas should be $10 a gallon. As Musk said on stage at the Wired Business Conference a couple weeks ago, he said, I'm anti-tax, but I'm pro-carbon tax. Huh?
Ugh.
Gasoline should be $10 per gallon. I'm not paying for the true cost of gasoline at the pump, since nobody's explicitly paying for the CO2 capacity of the oceans and atmospheres. It's getting consumed. We'll pay for it down the road, but we're sort of ignoring it for now. I don't even know what he's really talking about.
It's hard. How could we possibly know what to do?
The guy is advocating more taxes on gasoline so his company can benefit. Of course, you could point out that gas should actually cost more because it's heavily subsidized by the government, and that's a whole other story. More on the way. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On your feet! I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment, or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. varadio.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site. You get them free. Just they're there. You don't have to jump through any hoops. Just click, and they're yours. FreeTalkLive.com. In fact, going back for an entire year free. at freetalklive.com. Freedombookclub.com invites you to participate in their summer reading event. Go to freedombookclub.com and choose your preference from the four finalists. Then purchase our book of the month, or their book of the month. New winners are announced every month. Freedombookclub.com, making freedom a bestseller. That's freedombookclub.com.
Yeah, that's their idea, is to make freedom-oriented books, to run them to the top of, say, Amazon or the New York Times bestseller, and get more people introduced to these books as a result. And I think it's a really great idea. It's freedombookclub.com.
So I'm going to get to a somewhat angry sounding email. I don't think he's really angry, but he doesn't come across as too nice, I suppose.
Just poor social skills?
Yeah. Ryan writes in here, and he does good in the beginning. He says, first off, I'd like to say, and this is directed at me, first off, I'd like to say that I enjoy the show, and I thank you for all that you do to advance the cause of liberty. I'd like to point out this podcast by Lou Rockwell entitled, Are You an Anarchist? I believe that you will find that you indeed are. Then he gives me the link. It makes no sense to me why you are so afraid of the term. Why not use your radio show to enlighten the masses that anarchy is simply nothing more than peace and freedom? You call yourself a voluntarist, but don't S all over the anarchist term. And there's one more paragraph, but I'd just like to stop down for a moment here. We had an extended conversation at the end of the show last night. Johnson, I don't know if you had a chance to hear
this. I listened
to
it on the way up, so okay. I'm well-versed.
We had an extended conversation about how it is that I do not accept the label anarchist for myself. I may have in the past, but the me that exists today does not. And the reason that I thought I made it clear last night, and this email is clearly in response to last night's discussion, so in case I didn't make it crystal clear, the reason why I'm so afraid of being labeled as an anarchist, and to use his term, is because of the connotation, the popular connotation of the term. You can stand there and say, and chant as loudly as you want, anarchists are peaceful, anarchists are peaceful, but it's not going to convince the majority of the people in this country that have only ever seen bomb-throwing, violent kids with black masks and bandanas on, throwing Molotovs, destroying storefront windows, and yelling and shouting and being generally ornery and nasty.
Right. It's tantamount to the idea of trying to convince people that buccaneers aren't pirates. They were the type of pirates that were good pirates. I don't know. I'm making things up. I don't know what buccaneers are versus pirates or anything like that. But when you say the term pirate, even though people know what a pirate might have been in history, they are immediately going to draw up the conclusion of the guy with the skull and crossbones hat, with the eye patch, the bird, the hooked hand,
peg leg.
It's amazing that the symbolist could get around at all. But that's what they think of. And then, they might go a little bit farther to, basically an armed robber on a boat. But you're never going to convince them that buccaneers were somehow, these were the crossing guards of the Atlantic or whatever. You're just not going to convince them.
Well, I actually disagree with both of you on this.
Okay.
And the reason why is I know that you last night's conversation, you said that you didn't like the term anarchy because it meant no rules.
I believe that's that to me is the connotation of anarchy.
I think to a certain extent that's connotation. However, the real meaning is no rulers.
No rule. I understand that, but I'm not here to try to convince people to change their understanding of what anarchy means.
And I think that's a problem.
I'm not here to fight that fight.
And I think that's a problem. And here's why I think that's a problem. I think in general, I've seen you and Mark, to a certain extent, backing down from language. And language controls thought. And if you can't stick with the words and the language that you use and gather a group of people together who can use certain language, you're never going to achieve any sort of state of like-mindedness. In other words, you're not going to really ever achieve. If people can keep stealing those ideas from you, how are you ever going to have a steady form of communication? it's almost like you're allowing the statists and the bureaucrats to just completely take your ability to communicate with one another away from you.
You could make that same argument about the Libertarian Party if you wanted to. Oh, Ian, it's almost like you're allowing the statists to take the Libertarian Party away
from
you.
I did make that argument to you a couple days ago.
Well, but it's as asinine, in my opinion, because I have a very limited amount of time on my hands. I only have 24 hours in a day, and some of those have to be spent sleeping. So I don't want to spend any significant amount of time trying to convince people that, oh, no, no, the within the Libertarian Party, that, oh, no, this is supposed to be a principled party where they're only, you know, there's a statement of a principle, and you're not supposed to violate the non-aggression pact and try to win the party back for liberty. Well, I could spend all kinds of time trying to do that, and maybe you're right. Maybe eventually I would have success, and the Libertarian Party would be returned to its once former prominence of being a party of principle, or maybe not.
Maybe
I would spin my wheels and have absolutely no success whatsoever, and then years down the line, still be sitting and looking at a completely just decrepit old Libertarian Party that has been just taken over from the inside by the conservative movement and made totally worthless.
I think that's one way to look at it. I think that's one way you could look at it. Another way to look at it would be, We're all people who believe in the market here. I think that there are other solutions for how you could maintain and say, I still believe that this is what this word means. I'm not going to give up that definition, but yet not spend a whole lot, long time talking about it. Instead, just talking about the definitions of the word, all those words the same way. Anarchy and libertarian and voluntarist and free marketeer and agorism and all those different words, they all have slightly different connotations, but there is still an underlying principle of non-aggression and not using force against peaceful people.
But that's,
and that's
your
what you
definition.
You really need to bring, but that's what we're trying to talk about in general. I think regardless of what my definition is or what any definition is, the underlying concept that we're trying to sell to people is that non-aggression principle. So no matter where they come
in. So why use a term that has been historically associated with people who are initiating force?
Well,
it seems crazy to me.
I don't think libertarian has been historically associated with
anarchist,
people using force.
Not libertarian. I'm talking about anarchist, that term. That's what that issue here.
Well, okay.
Term anarchist.
But I think if you...
When have you not heard the term outside of our circles? When have you not heard the term anarchist, or when have you heard the term anarchist used in some way to describe anything other than some bomb-throwing maniacs?
That's what it's used for.
That's what it's used for. Every
I would suggest
report,
that there are other anarchist groups other than the anarcho-capitalists, but
I would agree with you.
Unfortunately, some of the anarcho-syndicalists have absolutely zero respect for property rights, so they almost certainly fall into that crowd of people who are the bomb throwers and are the ones who try to gum up the works by doing things that really inconvenience others.
So the term voluntarist is not associated with those people. And so that's why I will embrace the term voluntarist or consensualist or whatever, something that doesn't have all the baggage attached to it. I'm not interested in spending my time undoing the damage that has been done. I'll take a new term and move forward ahead with that. And if Glenn Beck wants to become a voluntarist and then start to corrupt that term, we'll come up with something else. I'd rather stay a few steps ahead than try to continually defend something that has become corrupted within the language. Whatever anarchy really means doesn't matter. What matters is what people think it means. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want, toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features there, and they're all free, including the chat room. You can go over to chat.freetalklive.com and chat with a bunch of, I don't know who's in there tonight. So, sometimes there are some trolls. You never folks. Know what you're going to get. Yeah, folks that are mostly listening to Free Talk Live, chat.freetalklive.com. It is completely free, like the rest of our website. Also, John Paul Kirshner, the author of More of the Deadliest Men Who Ever Lived. You can join Paul Kirshner. That's the second time I've done that now. As he discusses some of the world's greatest warriors and what made them so deadly at paladinpodcast.com. You can also listen to other authors such as Lauren Christensen and sniping expert John Plaster talk about their latest titles. Visit Paladin Press, where you can browse more than 800 books and videos on self-defense, sniping, firearms, and more. Remember, that's paladinpress.com. We are talking about a discussion that has been brought back up by Ryan. He's upset at me. He's an anarchist, and he's very upset at the fact that I have, in his terms, taken an S on the term anarchist. And it was because of a conversation we had last night about why it is that I am not an anarchist, why it is that I do not accept that term for myself. I will not accept it as a synonym for voluntarist. I understand that somebody could say, and the Wikipedia entry on voluntarism does claim that voluntarists are anarchists, essentially, at their core. But I still don't agree that the term anarchy is in any way a positive term. I think it's it's kind of one of those terms that says what I'm against, basically, instead of what I am for. I think that defining oneself in a positive way is much more productive, not only mentally for yourself, but productive in conversation and just in how you're perceived. I'm not anti-state. I'm pro-freedom. I'm not anarchist. I'm voluntarist.
So what you're saying is that you're anarchist, you just won't say you.
No, I am not anarchist because of the connotations of the term. Because anarchist, and I'm here on the Wikipedia article, and right in the beginning it points out that anarchist can mean, or anarchy rather, can mean different things.
Read that.
No rulership or enforced authority. Absence of government, a state of lawlessness due to the absence or inefficiency of the supreme power, political disorder, a social state in which there is no governing person or group of persons, but each individual has absolute liberty without the implication of disorder, absence or non-recognition of authority and order in any given sphere. Society free from coercive authority of any kind is the goal of proponents of the political philosophy of anarchism. It goes on from there.
Right.
So there's a general theme of lawlessness, which I am not for. I'm for the idea of private law. I think people should be able to set whatever rules or laws they want for their property, which would not make me an anarchist in that way. I don't believe in no rules or no rulers on my property. Here on my property, I am the king.
But
this is a benevolent dictatorship, and I am in charge here.
Look, I don't dispute your power on your property. What I'm you have held my feet to the fire on taking you to task for saying that we should get rid of government, because you define government as, well, the institutions that we've had up to this point. And laws that we've had up to this point are only, there's no such thing as private law, there's only government law. So you can't define law the way you want to define law as you're defining it right now if you don't let me define governance the way I want to define governance. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah, sort of understand what you're saying, but the term anarchy means without rulers.
But you had just said, you were just talking about lawlessness.
Yeah, there's a connotation of lawlessness.
Correct.
And I think there is such a thing as private law. Any kind of laws are just words written on paper, and so when you write down your own private rules, you've got private law, right?
Government is just somebody who, controls behavior, and if you sign a contract with someone, whoever's enforcing the contract is governing you.
That's fine, Mark. I just don't think I don't think that applies to anything that we've currently seen up until this point. And I it's like that's another battle I don't want to fight. I don't want to try to fight to save the word government. If that's what you want to do, you know, you're welcome to it. I've always said you're welcome to have that term, Mark.
I guess I just have a principled problem with avoiding something because of a connotation. I mean, when do we stop using the word porcupine because it has a connotation amongst some New Hampshire people that porcupines are troublemakers?
Well, they've already started, I would already encourage people to stop using the term free stater inside of New Hampshire.
Right, free stater. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I don't use the term free stater. I use the term liberty activist because I don't think free stater, first of all, does have those connotations. But secondly, it's not that I'm going to hide that I am a Free State Project member and that I moved to New Hampshire in order to be an activist for liberty. But I am an activist for liberty first and foremost. And in that way, I'm no different from the activists who were already here, who were born here, or perhaps moved here prior to the Free State Project. So in that particular case, Johnson, it's a matter of better communicating the movement that's happening here, because it's easy for the opposition to say, oh, a bunch of free staters. Well, that's not true.
Right.
Here in Keene, there are a bunch of free staters and a number of locals that have lived here their whole lives that have joined up with us and are, in my opinion, it's the original Keeniacs that are some of the best, most effective, most doer kind of activists out there. So using the term free stater is a little too narrow, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely support it. I think it's all about communication and what is most effective as far as communication is concerned.
Well, clearly, I mean, Ryan disagrees. He's got one more paragraph.
I was just going to say, the only reason why I support why I've ever even backed up supporting those other words is just because I also like the idea of getting a good portion of the way there with the fact that, again, on a word like libertarian, they've already been... A lot of people already have kind of an idea of what libertarian is all about. So while that could have negative connotations, in other words, they could have been miseducated as to what libertarian is all about, mm-hmm. on another term, they might have some good ideas and associations that are sometimes good to ride.
Well,
on.
you can still use whatever those positive associations might be by saying something like, "Well, at one time I would have considered myself a libertarian. However, I now then I found that this was a more applicable term for me." So you can actually sort of harness the positive feelings that somebody has for the term libertarian, and essentially say if they're calling themselves a libertarian, you can identify with them as kind of the salesman tactic of feel, felt, found. Well, you know, once I felt the I understand how you feel. I once felt the way that you do, in that I once considered myself a libertarian, but I found that voluntarism was a much more accurate definition of who I am because of these people like Glenn Beck or Neil Bortz who have come in and poisoned the term libertarian. They've done a lot to spread the term, but at the same time, they've also poisoned it.
Yeah, what good
it.
Is that? You know, spreading a false definition of libertarian.
Well, I think if you harness it for your own purposes of redefining yourself based on what you were a libertarian, I think you can actually benefit from the popularity of the
right.
term. So Ryan is still kind of upset. He says, well, this is the guy that wrote in to chastise me for, in his terms, essing all over the anarchist term. He says, also, if the free society is accomplished solely by education and peaceful means, great. But what if it can be helped along by violence against a criminal state? Perhaps a weakened state ready to be defeated. Will you not fight for freedom? Violence is not necessarily a bad thing. Aggression is. As an anarcho-capitalist, I believe in the non-aggression principle, not the non-violence principle. That sounds like pacifist wimp S. Pardon my French, and he didn't say wimp either. I hope you're not as cowardly as you sound on the radio. So, what if the fall of the state can be helped along by just a little bit of violence? What if you just cap a few cops when it's on the way out? That's what he's saying.
Well, I don't think that it's difficult for me to imagine that good things come from violence. If the state is going to fall due to violence, it is the people that are being violent that are going to take control of what is the remaining apparatus of the state. That's how it has worked all along. The conquerors take control and they implement their form of government. Mm-hmm. Now, that conqueror, unless it's you, is not going to run the government the way you would like. And I will tell you that even if you get a principled, a principled kind of guy there in the government, it seems to me that that kind of power is going to corrupt anyone.
Also, if the state is already weakened, as he is suggesting here in his fantasy scenario, if the state's already weakened, well, I have to ask why. If you've managed to weaken the state without doing violence, and now you believe that you need to do violence in order to finish the job, well, wasn't what you were doing before effective enough to weaken the state to the point? Why don't you just keep doing what you were doing, which, of course, I advocate peaceful, nonviolent disobedience. We're coming up.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press. the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy, they likely sell it at Amazon. It's the world's largest internet retailer. They even sell used items. So whenever you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, we'll get a cut. That, again, is amazon.freetalklive.com. Just a couple more comments here on the whole anarchist thing. Somebody in the chat room suggesting that Ian worries too much about what to call himself. Well, no, I don't worry about what to call myself.
This is an email written to us.
Yeah, I have. Well, it's written to me, but it's an email chastising me because of what I've decided to call myself. I'm not calling myself an anarchist, so, you know, Ryan's angry at me because I've taken an S all over the term, and so it's conflict, you know, and talk radio feeds on conflict. So, just a few more thoughts here. He is talking about how it's interesting. In one paragraph of his email, he says that why not show the masses that anarchy is simply nothing more than peace and freedom? Then in the next paragraph, he says, well, what if freedom can be helped along by violence against the weakened state ready to be defeated? Won't you fight for freedom? And then he, you know, goes on to suggest that that we might be pacifist wimps, basically. So in one paragraph, he says he's peaceful. In another paragraph,
I'm moving that direction of being a pacifist wimp.
Yeah. I still feel like it's appropriate to use violence to defend oneself as far as against a private criminal. But against the public criminals that call themselves government, I can't see any benefit to it at all.
Yeah, I'm sort of the same opinion when it comes to a private criminal circumstance where, you know, somebody's invading one's home or something like that. I think that violence may be the best choice of action to limit violence and against innocent people. It seems to me that violence against innocent people is worse than violence against people that are guilty of some crime. So therefore, I would be willing to use violence against somebody guilty of a crime in order to prevent innocence. However, when you're talking about that violence used against the government and the government's the criminals and all that other stuff, I don't think you go anywhere with that. Is there a time, a line in the sand when a man must pick up a weapon against the government that was his until that point? There probably is, but I don't think we're anywhere near it, and there's no point in discussing it.
And yeah, I agree with you there, and I think that that my solution to the government problem is mass civil disobedience and non-cooperation, being wrenches in the gears of the violent system, accepting their violence and turning the other cheek and not lowering yourself to their level. I understand someone will say, well, you're not lowering yourself to their level. They're the ones that are aggressing. True, maybe you won't lower yourself to exactly their level, but I think you will lower yourself by responding to their violence with violence. So there are several reasons why I would not want to be associated with this this particular term, but one of the reasons that I haven't covered is just sort of the attitude. And I understand the attitude because, as you said during the break, Mark, we were both there at one time, and we've both been very angry. We've both been very violent. We've had violent rhetoric toward the state on this very show in the past.
Have you heard of that the guy, I can't remember his name, I wish I could, but he's known for the Killdozer incident.
Yes, so there was a five-year anniversary of that just like a week ago.
Right, and it kind of makes me think of that because I think that that's the mentality. And it, to a certain extent, that guy got done the goals that he wanted to get done in that town through violence.
Busted up the town hall and
police
department.
But at the same time, it's like, well then, but he's no longer living.
And what happened to the government in that town?
Right.
They go run home and say, oh, let's throw in the towel. No more of this government stuff. We might have another guy go crazy
Everybody, they've all figured out that we're a criminal gang.
What about the guy that went in last year and iced the mayor and capped a couple of the city councilors at the council meeting? Did they shut down government at that point and say, oh, man, we're so scared. We're just not going to do this stuff anymore?
No. It's the dream of the survivalist type that somehow you're going to
take them out.
Take out a few of them, and then other people will see it, and the banner will be raised, and the revolution will begin.
Right.
And no.
Didn't happen with Carl Draga.
It's not happening. It's not happening. Violence is not going to be the solution to this.
Right. The violence has been the history of the world. Get to a peaceful evolution where you don't have to use violence to get to the point of having the government go away.
I'd like to make the comparison, if I may. I'm not a big advocate of civil disobedience. I think that some of it, is perpetrated by fools, and it looks silly in a lot of cases.
I think there are a lot of fools in politics, too.
But I would like to compare civil disobedience as it has been practiced here in New Hampshire for the liberty movement versus those people who have been advocates for liberty who have been used more violent paths. Say, Ed Brown used violent rhetoric. The gentleman with the killdozer, the Carl Draga is a reasonable example. The guy who capped the city council people, all these were sort of the liberty type. Don't forget the guy who killed the security guard at the Jewish memorial or whatever there. And
I don't know if he was liberty type.
He filed some lawsuit against the Federal Reserve. All these people are sort of in that arena.
It wasn't for freedom. It was something about he wanted his own monetary system. There was some sort of thing there where he in no way was filing a pro-freedom lawsuit.
Okay. I'd also bet that a lot of these people...
I'm not done with the comparison. In that comparison, look at the success we've had here. There's been no success there in drawing people to pick up the banner and do anything that, liberty by using violence, but using civil disobedience. Here in New Hampshire, even though I'm not one of those people, they have drawn many people to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's success. The other is failure.
Absolutely.
The other comparison to make on that, too, is that I would also bet that a lot of those people who did engage in violence felt very alone.
Sure.
I think that a lot of those people were ready to end their lives, and they did not have any sort of community structure or know that there were other people who believed it the same way that they did.
Yeah, they may have been perceived as nice guys by their neighbors, but they probably didn't know them very well.
Right.
Basically. So it's kind of the attitude. And, the big, I'm a tough, big, tough anarchist, and anarchy is badass. That kind of attitude, it's just not where I am today, and I don't want to really kind of be in that camp with those kind of people, with the people with that kind of rhetoric of you're a bunch of P words, which I'm not going to say it because, the FCC and all that.
It seems to me, I've I've toyed with the idea of calling myself an anarchist on this show. I mean, some of my beliefs are pretty close, and so I've thought about it at times. And at those times, what I'm feeling is exactly what you're talking about. I'm a tough guy. I'm a badass, and you can't tell me. And the idea is to shock someone to get them to listen.
It's a libertarian macho flash.
Shocking people to get them to listen to you is a bad idea.
Yes, and Michael Cloud talks about this in his book. I think it's in his book Libertarian Persuasion. He's got a tape set as well, which I listened to a long time ago. And he talks about the libertarian macho flash. And Walter Block did a macho flash the other night here on the show. And, you know, he does that because he's an academic. He doesn't care about persuading people. He's just an academic, and he's got his beliefs, and wearing it on his sleeves is what he's proud about. And that's what these anarchists are doing, too. I'm an anarchist, and I'm a badass, and violence against the state, and whatever it takes, anarchy rules, whatever. Just even saying you're an anarchist is a macho flash. It's designed to get people to be shocked. That's why it works well, I think, for Dale with his comic AnarchyInYourHead.com. That just makes more sense than voluntarism in your head. It just doesn't have the same flair to it, you know? Anarchy is shocking because it has that violent connotation, because the bomb throwers are inherently attached to it.
And one of the characters in his strip is the anarchy boogeyman.
He's,
you know, pointing out that, in fact, you know, people are, that the boogeyman is out there to scare people with this terminology, and that's, you know, that it's a joke.
I'm going to throw another word in the mix. I like the term consensualism.
I do, too. I think that makes sense. In fact, I'm kind of leaning toward liking that more than voluntarist, just because it's not as...
I don't get it. It sounds like a Democrat to me.
Consensualist?
Yeah.
Really?
Because you're coming to consent. Consensus, yeah, is what I'm hearing out of that.
Consensus? I don't know.
Oh, good point.
I'm just
hear consent. I don't know. Consensus and consent. But I also hear the word sensualism, so that's why I liked it.
So I think that a lot of the anarchist types, at least the ones that are like Ryan with, you know, calling us pacifist P's, P-U-S, anyway.
The whips.
Yeah, P-whipped, right, that word. They're not interested in persuasion. And that's what I'm interested in. I want to, if I'm going to pick a label for myself, I want a label that's not, doesn't have a bunch of baggage, to where I can easily define myself to somebody who asks, and I can work on persuading. If I accept the term anarchist, then I've got to do all kinds of undoing of damage before I can even get to the point of persuading somebody on the points of liberty. So the anarchists are still out there doing their macho flashing, and we're here trying to persuade. Let's go to your calls. Dave Ridley is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave Ridley.
Ridley was caught unprepared.
Uh-oh. Well, that's okay, because we're going to give you a little bit of time to prepare. What happened briefly, and then we're going to put you on hold and talk to you after the news.
Yeah, an interesting, it's a series of interesting incidents today. I was at the State House for a lot of different rallies. Now, we used to have one pro-liberty rally every once in a while. Now we had like three or four in one day.
Awesome.
So I'll explain a little bit more what happened when you come back, I guess.
Yeah, incidents with Dave Ridley. Of course, you have a video camera, and that helps to have incidents happen to you. More on the way. Hour three coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.